These themes we use each month come from a group of colleagues and group of congregations across Unitarian Universalism in something called Soul Matters. In this month's Soul Matters packet on mystery, which is available for you in the foyer, there is a link to a page where anyone can share their mystical moments. It's kind of like a coming out for Unitarian Universalists in a lot of ways. But there's some beautiful stories in there, and I invite you to get the packet and then follow the link. And in that packet, the Reverend John Alou Johnstone, my colleague in Manhattan, Kansas, shared this. I stood on the shore on Isla Mujeres. At least I think I was on the shore. I had walked beyond the tumbled down ruins of the temple of Ixchel, the goddess who Mayan women had prayed to for infertility. In the wind and mist, I stood as rain began to fall at the same time that the wind caught the spray of the sea salt. I stood in a whirl of water as if on the very edge of the earth, a place made holy by time and forces of nature. I stood and soaked in the taste of salt, the sting of wind, the gentle splash of water. I knew in that moment the unity of the elements, the unity of life, and my own connectedness with it all. I invite us now into a time of meditation. I invite us onto the shoreline of the edge of knowledge and mystery. We'll begin by just taking a few deep breaths together. Really deep, allowing yourself to feel your breath going through your whole body. And then slowly let your breath return to its natural rhythm. In and out. In and out. So that you're not forcing your breath in any way. Almost like you're being breathed. Buoyed by your breath, allow yourself to slip into a comfortable connection between body, mind, and spirit. And I invite you to take a journey with me through your mind's eye. It might be easier for you to do with your eyes closed if they aren't already closed. So imagine yourself walking or rolling slowly on the firm ground of the island of knowledge. Walking or rolling towards a shoreline. And as you approach, that firm ground becomes more sandy, softer under your feet or your wheels, and a little less firm. Pay attention to how your own body feels as the land below you yields to the pressure of your weight. What is your first inclination here? Your first impression? Curiosity? Joy at a new sensation? Fear? Awe? And keep moving toward the sea of mystery, the edge of the shoreline. And what is your own personal inclination as you approach that shoreline? Are you more likely to stay on the firmest ground and observe the vastness of it all? Or perhaps you might taste, touch, and smell the sea to run some simple tactile experiments to gain an understanding. Or are you likely to tiptoe in slowly with reverence, curiosity, and awe? Or do you throw yourself into that sea, splashing in revelry? Can you imagine yourself surrendering to the buoyancy of that salty water, lying face up, letting the mystery surround you? There is clearly not only one way to meet the sea. And each of us has our own natural tendencies. All are beautiful, and all provide access to mystery. And there's also an invitation. Every time we approach the sea of mystery, an invitation to renewed curiosity by choosing to engage differently with mystery, differently than our natural tendencies might ask of us. What new insights might occur? What greater understanding, not only of the great mystery, but of our fellow journeyers on this big blue boat we call Earth? Take some time to explore these options even further in your mind's eye.